Hello, and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you are a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to discuss what to do when you have a disagreement with your significant other. For most of us, there is no closer relationship than the one we have with our partner. At the start of most relationships, it is not uncommon to showcase our best attributes. It's normal to put the focus on the best parts of ourselves. We all want our desired partners to like us. Over time, in any relationship, it's normal and healthy to drop the facade of the perfect person and just be 100% yourself. There's much comfort and security in knowing that someone loves you entirely, including your special quirks and self-perceived flaws. Finding someone who accepts and loves you in spite of how you feel about yourself is one of the most beautiful and rewarding parts of being in a relationship. It takes a lot to put yourself out there to find companionship, but the payoff can be life-changing. Exposing yourself to potential rejection can be challenging for anyone, but for individuals with narcissistic tendencies, the vulnerability of close, intimate relationships can be extremely difficult. Oftentimes, narcissistic individuals have spent years cultivating the persona they project to the world. Being vulnerable and, in a sense, removing the mask can be challenging for anyone. For someone with narcissistic tendencies, it is especially difficult. The persona that narcissistic individuals project to the world is both a magnet and a shield. It's meant to attract others to fulfill validation of their fragile egos, but it's also a shield that protects them from truly receiving the unconditional love they desire. At the root of most of their relationships is the fear of abandonment if they were to show their true selves. In spite of this fear, narcissistic individuals still seek to form significant relationships. They choose to allow certain people to get close enough to know them. They allow themselves to be vulnerable and open to someone else. They seek acceptance and love and sometimes have a very difficult time showing it. Because they have chosen this person, the relationship can become the primary focus of the narcissistic person. They have found someone that they are comfortable showing their true selves to, and the fear of losing that acceptance can often come across as controlling and aggressive. Any disagreement, however small, can become the most volatile and combustible event. If you are someone who exhibits narcissistic tendencies, you will likely feel as if you are being attacked and rejected any time there is a disagreement. In a moment of disagreement, all you might feel is that the person who knows you best is rejecting you and perhaps abandoning you. So what do you do in these situations? The first thing you need to know is that it's okay to feel the discomfort of the moment. It's important to take a mindful breath and feel these uncomfortable feelings. If you don't allow yourself to do this, you may become numb and react without thinking. Past experiences have conditioned you to react with anger, frustration, hostility, and other negative behaviors. You need to normalize feeling uncomfortable and begin working on not reacting in a negative way. When you are having a disagreement with your significant other, you need to remember that the person in front of you is not your enemy. You can love someone and disagree with them at the same time. They don't have to have the same opinions and thoughts as you. The beauty of a relationship is that it is the merging of two worlds. You can learn a lot from your partner, and if you learn from them, they might be more likely to want to learn from you. Another thing to consider is that you are likely to have a higher sensitivity to threats of feeling criticized, rejected, or abandoned. Your heightened sensitivity may cause you to lash out disproportionately to the situation at hand. Because of this, it's important to stay focused on what is presently bothering you during the disagreement. It's very easy to shift into black and white thinking and see the person in front of you as representing everyone who has ever hurt you in the past. In these moments, it's important to be kind, receptive, and flexible. Being kind during difficult moments is not something that happens automatically. It's something that you have to practice. Making the effort to be receptive towards others means you will not always like what you hear or feel. It won't be easy, but with practice you can learn to sit in the discomfort and the feelings of vulnerability. Remember, by being aware of your actions and with some practice, you can start to improve the way you react when you have a disagreement with your significant other. I hope these ideas will help you start making the necessary changes in your life. Make sure you re-listen to this episode and listen to the other episodes as well. It's not just what you know, it's what you remember and apply that will make the difference in your life. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. Until next time, see you soon.